Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Well, back here for the post-game show, sponsored by Dewey and Sons Plumbing. I believe that the Player of the Game Award, sponsored by Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Got to give it to Wyatt Gilbert. He came up big, had 31 points this evening. The only other one in double figures for the Bombers, Matt Jones. He finished with 16. He fouled out. The Bombers losing, of course, 69-60 to the Bolivar Liberators, just north of Springfield. The Bombers will come back here tomorrow afternoon. They will take on the Lake Hamilton Wolves. I'll check the time on that. The Lady Bombers will play at 4 with the boys following at 5:30 p.m. And Lady Bombers picking up the W earlier this evening. Bombers not as successful. Come up with the split against Bolivar. For Bolivar, let's see. 18 points for Hunter Berry. Kyle Pock, the freshman, had 12 first-quarter points. He finished with 23. Excellent showing by the 6'5 freshman. They expect big things out of him in the future. Well, that's our post-game show. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast of Bomber and Lady Bomber basketball. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Post or pregame show taking place about 3:50 right here on Classic Hits 101.7. We hope you join tonight's broadcast. For the producer back in the studio, Joseph, and myself, Dylan Conley, we hope you have an excellent evening. You've been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.